land to live righteously.
It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. It's our Articles of News post Provo Temple Nackel episode. Bum, 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 bum.
So do we get to call it this like a special edition?
Yeah, it'll still just be Articles of News. Here's
the
deal.
But still.
I'm going to try and have it be 300 episodes by the end of the year. I'm not doing very good so far this year.
It's all right. You got to concentrate on, you know, budgeting your miles first. And then we'll, you know, we can pick up on the on the episodes later.
I'm going to start doing a nightly recording, too. So maybe we can pick up that divorce episode. We can do another depression episode. Mm-hmm. We can do some other stuff, too, to get some specialists.
Good idea.
Of sorts at night. There's a guy, his name is John. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about having him be an episode as well, but he has to do it at night because he works a day job. So,
sounds good.
So he's a smart guy. I like John.
That's good. Good for you.
I'm looking
and John.
Forward to that.
I keep getting people asking me about the follow-up garment episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Still wanted to do those. A first time to the temple episode.
Yeah?
Yep.
I have a lot to say about garments.
Yeah?
Yep.
Positive, hopefully?
Let's hope.
Because I got
Please
some comments
bless.
Recently. I got some comments recently that's like, you guys are too critical. And it's like, come
Except
on.
That I'm part of the show now, and I'm like, everything's great.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good barometer.
Okay.
It's me, Richie T. Across the table from me, we got Jenny Molly.
Hi.
We got Janae Manite. And
Hi.
For his first time ever, joining us here outside of Station 22 in Provo, get ready to put your hands together. It's Connor.
Hey.
His mustache and Jesus took the wheel, so he's able to be alive. He joined us
Indeed.
For the temple trip. Good to have you here, sir.
Good to be here.
You can hear Connor, obviously, through this episode, but if you want to know more about him, you can find out what he's been up to via our blog at theculturalhall.com.
And you should.
Every couple
he
weeks.
Writes very well and has a lot of interesting things to say.
And it's your education, right? Are you studying...
English.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're well-written blogs. It's not like some other people spew out.
Hook it on Phoenix.
I think it's Phoenix.
No, I think it's
Is that how you That's not how you spell
Regan,
Phoenix?
Right. Huh? Hook it on Phoenix. Work it for me.
I'm familiar with Brian Regan, and I don't know what you're
oh
talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to pull it up
you
for
know
you.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Connor.
He's not
I
laughing,
appreciate
though.
That.
Do you realize that he knows what you're talking about?
All right. Fine. Fine. Connor writes well. He almost died. Go check out the blog.
There's pictures, too. Which, by the way, that's like the crappiest, most pixelated picture.
I know. It's pretty terrible. That was the only picture I had then. I have more pictures now. I should add the other pictures.
Get on and add it. We'll update it. Because you're still alive.
Because I'm still alive and I can add better pictures.
Let me ask you, Connor, because you just toured through the temple with us.
I did.
This is the first time that I've met you before, right? We met briefly.
Maybe.
I think so.
Sort of, yeah.
But this is the first time you've ever met Jenny before.
It's true.
First time you've ever met.
I picked him up.
Janae, yeah.
It's
and
true.
She just came and got you.
It's true.
Just on campus.
On campus, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Jenny's
Since
a good
I totaled
person.
My car.
So let me ask you this then. Is it sort of weird? Or talk about your experience with the Cultural Hall up to this point.
I mean, it's been a little weird since I was like part of this thing, but like only digitally part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I know Matthew, who I don't know if he has ever like vocally been here.
Has Matthew ever been on with us?
I don't think they're recording.
Vocally? Yeah, no, he's been to a couple of meetings. But,
right.
And then I've like read stuff and listened. So it was a little weird, like starting to write and not really knowing who any of these people were.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been nice to be with all of you, have like faces and actual interactions with you.
It's disappointing, isn't it? A little bit.
Maybe you don't quite live up to who I thought you were.
The hype.
Maybe.
I thought you'd be nicer.
It's pretty close.
I thought you'd be better looking. All those things,
all
right?
Yep.
But she got you from... She picked
but,
you up from
right,
campus, for crying out loud.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a sweetheart.
I mean...
Jenny
bless,
Molly
bless her
is kind.
Heart.
Oh. No, not bless her heart?
You can bless my heart if you want.
So we're out here. We're down in Provo. We just went through the... Provo Temple Nackel, Lex de Azevedo's fiery mistake.
His crowning blaze of glory.
He didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk a little bit about that, and then the second half we'll do actual articles of news. So, but first, let's talk about anything that might be going on, anything that's exciting. We usually go around. I'm trying to think of the only thing that I can think of. I'll go first because usually I defer and go last.
Sure.
This last weekend I was up at Deer Valley, which is a ski resort that it's one of three in the country that only is only skiers.
That's right.
There's another
Deer
one
Valley
in Utah.
Deer Valley is still only skiers.
Yep, and Alta is still only skiers. That's here in Utah. And then there's another one that is only skiers. I think it's in Colorado. The rest are all skiers and snowboarders allowed.
Now, do you ski?
I do, but I didn't. But I didn't ski.
Right.
I do ski. I do ski, but I didn't ski.
Got it.
But
that's a cool thing about resorts is you just go and it's a nice getaway anyway, even if you don't.
Yeah, just
get
being
on
able
mountain.
To get away from mm-hmm. where you're at. So I went up to Deer Valley and stayed at the Deer Valley Lodge, mm-hmm. and was the Mitch man for Paul Mitchell, the hair styling and
right.
hair product company. And basically, all it was playing really loud music. There were promotional girls in the tent next to me.
Wearing all black?
Nope. They were wearing all white.
Really?
The white jackets. The
cool.
blacks underneath.
Okay.
And then the white puffy coats.
Mm-hmm.
Come and try our tea tree product. Have you ever tried this? It makes your head tingle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
did you try it?
Oh, yeah. They gave me a bottle. A whole bottle.
Whoa.
And shaving cream that makes my face tingle when
Ow.
I shave
with
it.
That tea tree
stuff
oil?
Smells
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oils,
smells like
man.
Heaven.
Right? Oils, am I right? So it was just a whole lot of like, hey, come on over to the tea tree with Paul Mitchell. Because it was the USSA Freestyle World Cup Championship that's hosted at Deer Valley, which is a big ski thing. Super cool. I don't know. I got a coat out of it. I got paid out of it. And I got a night stay at the Deer Valley Lodge. So it's pretty cool.
Deer that's Valley's it. Nice.
Yeah, it's
Deer
kind
Valley
of
Deer Valley's fancy.
It's a little hoity. A little hoity-toity.
You mix right in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're,
yeah,
you're a chameleon.
I sure do. I, yeah.
You can slum it with the best of them and then hang out with the posh of posh.
Yeah, I'm the poshiest. what's new for you? Anything?
We just had, I don't know if anybody remembers the first time, one of the first times I was on a year ago, but we had our ward has this fantastic group of people that are just love to have fun. And so we had this massive Valentine's Day adult, not day, but Valentine's adult dance. That sounds so,
yeah.
sounds so icky.
Like
grown-ups.
Sexual?
Grown,
yeah.
yes,
like
exactly.
Adult, like adult
like,
session.
It's
first
an adult
day
dance.
Conference.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's Saturday night session.
Yeah. It's grown-ups.
Adults only.
Adults only. You get a babysitter and the grown-ups get to go and dance. And it was such a fun time. It was like a 50s theme.
It wasn't
Richie,
50s. It was 20s.
No, well, I'm talking about last year.
Oh, last
and it was,
year. Yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
Richie DJ'd it. It was a wonderful time. So that went so well that everybody was excited about this one. This having another one this year. And so I was somewhat in charge of it, sort of, kind of. And it was a 1920s Great Gatsby theme. And we had
so
a blast.
Right,
it really
we
is.
Had
so
a blast.
Right,
I know, right? Trendy
Flappers.
Ridiculousness. It was a good
debauchery.
Time.
Yeah.
So that happened
yeah,
on Saturday
debauchery.
Night.
We had Martinelli's.
In fake Mormon drunk. Prohibition was going strong at our party.
Here's what I thought was funny as I saw the picture, and I don't
what
know
picture?
If she listens to it. I looked at some pictures from the party. There was someone.
Wait,
who,
there are pictures? I haven't even seen pictures from the party.
There is someone who. Record. Are they here to come and
yeah.
take our order?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll take a second
yeah, yeah.
and we'll order and then we'll come back. And I'll tell you about the pictures that I saw of this event. Hang
okay.
on. So these pictures, I see one in particular, and hopefully the person who did this doesn't listen, but everyone else knows who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So 1920s fashion and the flapper dresses is maybe a little bit shorter than garment line would be, right?
Yes.
Although not everyone would have to be that way, and certainly you could find stuff that was modest. But I was looking at some of the pictures from it, and I saw one woman in particular.
You're going to talk about me?
No.
I don't even know.
No.
No?
No, I saw
do you
one.
Listen?
I don't know. I haven't
do
seen.
I
haven't seen. Yeah, does she listen? No. No, but this one woman in particular wore like her flapper dress and then a dress underneath it.
Oh, I don't.
So it's like polygamous flapper dress.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
You got to do what you can do. You can only do what you can do.
No, I know. I know. But I just, I double took it. It's like, wait, what? Wait. It's a dress under a dress.
It's a dress under a dress.
Are we dressing under a dress right now?
That happens all the time. We wear like an extender slip underneath your skirt, and it makes it longer. That's
yeah,
like a
okay.
thing now.
Yeah. Okay, maybe,
yeah,
but
maybe.
No,
it wasn't working.
No,
in Richie's opinion,
it, was like,
it didn't quite work.
It was like five different colors of not working.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I saw it. The event looked cool. I was jealous. Wasn't able to be there. But as I looked at it, I just was like, come on. Can that be one of the yeses that maybe we don't wear our garments for?
Swing
dancing?
Except it's not swing yet. 1920s yeah. wasn't swing yet. It's just jazz. Charles, whatever.
Can there be an S that we can make it, like where you could justify it? I don't know. I'm not trying to talk people out of not wearing their garments.
I think just commit for the evening, maybe? She needed to find a longer... I had to sew another few inches onto my dress
yeah,
to make
like
it.
Commit to... I don't know. I don't... Because not everyone has the ability to sew, but I just...
I have a sewing machine.
Think maybe you just don't wear it.
Maybe you just don't wear it. You can wear a different one.
Yeah, you just go, you know what? I'm not going to be able to pull this off with the modesty thing, so I'll get into a different one.
I can't even think of who you're talking
Good.
About. Everyone that I saw looked so sharp.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Hey,
I really,
look
I
at
can't
you, young lady.
See.
You look sharp.
You look really sharp today.
Everyone
awesome.
went all out with the hair. Like, all the girls did their hair up. You know, the short 1920s bob kind of thing.
Yeah.
With the curls and the low headbands.
Yeah.
And all those men looked super good.
Sorry?
They were.
No, that's a different
no.
thing.
No, that's a little different. Just a little bit. But, I mean, did you see? So I haven't seen any of these pictures. Did
yeah,
you see the
bad.
Bishop?
Yep.
Have you? Did you see
yeah.
Bishop?
Yeah, you bet.
Our bishop, he's got on white shoes, first of all. He's got on, like, he looks like a gangster just running the show.
And he's big.
It was awesome.
He's
got muscles,
yeah.
for sure. A whole lot of muscles, for sure. So he's got, like, the vest, and he was telling me later, he's like, this thing is so tight. So he's like, he couldn't button, like, the top two or three buttons because his like, chest is that big.
Own it, dude.
No,
yeah,
for real.
Cool.
He owned the night. He looked so, so good.
And then he brought his Tommy gun out and shot everybody.
No, really. Someone was like, we have these super soakers that look like those. We could have just spray painted them black. That'd have been fantastic. But my husband had the whole, like, the tuxedo with, like, the white scarf the white spats over his shoes.
I don't know that I've ever met a couple who dresses up more than you.
Than us? Do we dress up a whole lot?
You guys
lot?
Are the couple who does
right?
everything.
Like,
yeah.
well, for
like,
Halloween.
Like, you do stuff, but you, like, do it. Like, you
like,
get
do
into
it?
Character.
Yeah.
You
That's
you
all me. Are you talking about, like, Halloween?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
all
her.
The,
her
the
husband,
stuff.
If you know her husband, bless his heart, he's just like... Okay. Who am I? I'm Aladdin.
All right, I'll
be Aladdin.
Whatever
fine.
You say, dear.
Nice. What am
no,
I
he really is so sweet to like completely humor me and like.
Yeah, no, he.
You're gonna wear this, and then you're gonna wear this, and he's
what
like,
"What are we
okay.
doing, Janae? Okay,
all right.
I'm Aladdin."
They won all the things.
No, I
right?
know. I know.
I mean,
what are we doing? All right,
okay.
I'm a tuxedo gangster.
Where's my white?
No,
scarf?
He was like Jay Gatsby. He was all sorts of sharp.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Was his ex-girlfriend at the party? And
yeah.
He wished that he could have been with her, and then he got in a terrible
car accident.
Shot in the back.
And yeah, shot
pool.
In the back.
What
yeah.
a great book, right?
Yeah.
The
write
story
this, Connor,
is,
with all your smart words.
Yes.
The story is pretty sad. Have you guys seen the movie, the new version of the movie?
With Leonardo
uh-huh.
DiCaprio? Yeah.
Nope.
Have you seen the older one with Robert Redford?
Of course.
Nope.
Yes.
Of course.
Would you like more?
There's different things. I really like Baz Luhrmann, who directed the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of weird, like most of the stuff that he does.
Yeah,
Baz.
Yes.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge.
But the like the way he used the music.
Oh yeah.
Like, so if you haven't seen it, he uses like rap and hip hop music to convey kind of the spirit that the Jazz Age has. Which at first I was like kind of ticked that,
yeah,
he,
right?
But then. Like, it actually works
yeah.
really well to give the same sort of, like, edgy vibe that
yeah.
jazz kind
of
had.
Because in the 20s,
had,
it
right,
had, it was very rebellious.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's interesting to me, that movie, The Great Gatsby, and a few other movies. Like, I can't, you know how you could go to a movie and you watch it and you go, this is not real life. I'm just watching a movie. And I'm experiencing this experience, and then you walk away from it. The Great Gatsby was one that really messed with my head.
Like, you're in it.
Yeah, like, good. I was in it and sort of, like, took on emotions of some of the different characters. Mm. And when I got done with it, I was like, I don't know that I can watch this movie again.
Because like emotionally wrecked?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And a little messed up. Like, it didn't leave me for the better. It left me for the worse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's a sad ending. It's right. It's a tragic Man. Ending, yeah. F. Scott
spoiler
Fitzgerald.
Alert.
Okay, well, I'm watching now.
You don't know
didn't,
how it
sad. Didn't everybody have to read that book in high school?
Yeah, didn't you Thank have to read it in high school? Oh,
I never
back
learned
east.
To read.
Back
back,
east
well, back school. East. And I went to school 100 years ago.
Yeah. 100 years ago.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. I haven't even written the book yet.
He was my classmate.
In junior high, I'll tell this real quick. Not in junior high. As a junior in high school, I show up to my honors English class and to introduce the book to us, because we didn't know what we were going to be reading next. Mm-hmm. To introduce the book to us, our teacher, she was the cool, I think she was probably my favorite teacher I ever had. She locks the door and no one can get in. So we're like hanging outside the door like, what in the world? So finally someone knocks on the door mm-hmm. and she opens the door like maybe 4 inches and she is decked out head to toe flapper style.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's the password? And we're like, what?
That's
and she
awesome.
Shuts the door in our face.
Grimace your face like that. That's awesome.
In our face. And we're like, that just happened. I mean, cutest. You know, she's our English teacher, and she's got on the headband and the flapper dress, and she's talking all
That's
whatever.
That's a way to get kids interested it, in
it,
the book.
It did. It did. I
you
mean,
cynical, old.
Jenny's making these horrible faces of like, that's just dumb.
So, when you read Edgar Allan Poe, did she make like a torture chamber that you like walked into?
She brought in a Raymond.
She bricked us into a corner of the classroom.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. My. No.
Well, she buried you in the floor. This part of the floor.
Yeah. No reason. No reason.
It's totally fine.
Drunk down there?
It's totally fine. But no, she we had to say please, and she throws open the door, and we can see her whole outfit, and she's like, it's a pie!
Awesome.
And she turns on the music and it's like bah, 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 nah, nah, and we're like, holy cow, this is happening right now. And we had like a party with food, and she's got her feather boa going on. Halfway through, the campus security guy, our like police officer, mm-hmm. pounds on the door, and she opens up the door and she's like, officer, we ain't got no booze in here. Like, it was amazing.
That's cool.
It was honestly amazing.
I think it's... You are so cynical.
Good job, Orem.
You are so cynical.
It was as cute. Hey, it was no, as cute. I mean, we all were laughing. She laughed at herself afterwards,
sure.
But she was like, it was, she's like, it, did you got, I mean, we're going to read The Great Gatsby. It's a good time. It was all about the 20s, and this is what, you know.
And it stuck with you.
And
I think it's awesome.
I mean, I'm talking about it as a 30-year-old adult here. Yeah. Like, it was great. So the party itself that we just had on Saturday night, what a good time.
You know,
I love it. That's great.
You know the weirdest part about the party on Saturday night? Invited the high school teacher to come out.
Oh my gosh, if she lived here, I totally would have. I would have found her on Facebook.
What about you, Connor? Anything?
Well, I didn't die.
Yeah? Read that blog, thecultural.com.
Mm-hmm, really do.
You can see his messed up car. Getting to get a new car?
Hopefully soon.
Yeah?
Yes. Not anything in the immediate future, but...
You're going to get a... it for now?
Yep.
Just, do you live on campus at BYU?
No, I live close to campus, though. Nice. It's like a 5-10-minute walk, so not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
Yeah.
And with it starting to get warmer, it won't be
right.
that bad.
Right, yeah. Just trying to get in touch with my pioneer ancestors.
He pushes a handcart.
Yeah. See, walks and walks and walks to school.
He looks at his handcart. He's like, I don't want to take all this, so I guess I have to pick. What's the most important thing I'll take today?
I'll leave the rest here.
Yes.
I'll bury it by
have,
the
like,
side of the road.
And all the bottoms of my shoes.
Yes. You know what, though? I bet there's some women down here that would dig that.
What? Who would dig?
You know, think there's some women that are like, he's totally pioneering.
As he's pulling a handcart?
Yes, absolutely.
They'd be like, sign me up
they're
for a
around.
Date with that guy that's yep. pushing a handcart down the sidewalk?
Picks me up in his handcart. You stop texting. That's right, Jenny. I'm
picks me up in his handcart.
It's my daughter. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Puts
is she
like,
okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. Just working on.
When do you graduate?
In April.
Oh, really?
Oh, soon.
So I'm close. Can
and then
almost
you said
taste
graduate
it.
School, maybe at Columbia. When
yeah.
you start in the fall.
Yeah. So I have applications in mostly on the East Coast. Also at
where
BYU.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Idaho, mostly.
Okay.
but born outside Boston.
Okay. So want to get back to the East Coast roots. Yeah. The mustache lets me know that he doesn't want to be in the West.
Nah.
Yes.
So do you want to talk Temple now?
Well, wait, have we gone Temple through? Now? What have you? What's new with you? We haven't even gone through what's new with Jenny Melly.
I changed my name, my last name.
Oh,
you
that's
divorced. You were one thing, and now you're another thing.
Uh huh. So I'm that.
Is that a big deal?
Yeah, sure.
Because your kids have.
Yeah, your kids.
Yeah, I initially kept my married name because I wanted to be the same as my kids, which is what my mom did.
Which is what my wife did.
Yeah. Well, and then I realized that they don't care. I asked them what they would think about if I change it back. And the other thing is that my ex is getting married. He's engaged. So
you going to go?
Yeah, I'm totally invited.
Sarcasm.
Whoops.
This is way worse than ours.
Let me tell you something. I met her last week.
And how is that?
Great.
Is it?
Was it?
Great.
Because you've got to hand your kids over to another woman for a while.
Okay, and here's the thing.
Was it scary, though?
No.
I
would have been terrified.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, I've only heard good things.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've only heard really good things about her, not just from my kids, but from other people.
Okay.
And so it was really, I guess, satisfying to be able to say that to her when I met her. I've only heard wonderful things about you. And
genuinely mean it.
Yeah. So.
And
really
she's
excited.
Like, I wish I could say the same.
Right. Because she did not reply in kind. I don't blame her. I'm sure she hasn't. So I did that. So she can have it, you know? She can have the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it weird, though? Were you, like, sizing her up? I think that would be the most fascinating, like, exchange, you know? Where it's like you want to be like, have you, you know?
Well, no. I didn't. I mean, I don't know what to size her up. I want him to be happy. I think that'd be best for the kids.
Yeah.
So if this is what's going to make him happy,
you're
do
far
it.
More mature than I am, I guess.
Well,
I guess just looking at the situation.
I'm 100. So.
Yeah.
100.
But last time I was on Articles of News, I mentioned that I had a date.
Yes.
I had my date.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it went really well.
Did you kiss him?
None of your business.
Dirty. Do you have a boyfriend now?
I do have a boyfriend.
Did he
now.
Ask you? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, he,
as an older person, do people say,
"Will you be my boyfriend?"
He said, "Do you like me?" Check one, yes, no. Dropped it in my locker.
No.
Yeah,
I found it after English class.
Whatever. He folded it into an airplane and threw it at you,
and it hit me in the head. Shoot.
No, how does it work?
How does
as
what
an
work?
Older person?
So, like, are you my girlfriend? Am I your boyfriend?
Like, did you DTR the crap out of that thing?
Is that that's a BYU thing, right?
Yeah, the determined
DTR.
Define the relationship.
That's not a BYU thing. That's like a Mormon thing, right? That's a every
it
Mormon
expands.
Thing.
Mm, okay. Well, so I mean, we've been talking mainly with each other. And
is that your caveat? Because there's some other dude too that he doesn't know about. Like mainly, I've been talking with.
No,
him.
Well, I talked to him.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to be strategic, I guess, in how I am, what I'm saying.
So you've mainly been talking to him, and then he's like, hey, you're my girlfriend.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the boss of you.
No, how does it work? How does it work?
Because,
like, as a kid, it is the locker and
will you be my boyfriend?
Will you be my girlfriend? Or like, hey, do you want to go out with me? And that's super nerve-wracking. And then even in 20s, it was still like, hey, so what are we?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Is that a thing? Yeah, we're together, I guess. Hey, everyone, this is my girlfriend. And then Facebook.
Like, oh, yeah.
So how does it
clicking
work
clicking it
now?
Over.
Well, it's, yeah, I
being
mean, it
older.
Isn't, like, on Facebook, right?
That's, okay.
But, so I'm a divorced person. He's a divorced person.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, in our conversations, we talked about, you know, that we sure like hanging out with each other and talking with each other. We really hit it off. We have a lot in common and... We have a lot to talk about.
And you're my girlfriend.
And well, and you know, and I think I had said something about, you know, that I didn't really.
I'm not kissing other girls. You said.
Yeah, I said I'm kissing zero other girls.
What about you? Are you kissing other girls? I want to see how much we have in common right now, because I'm not kissing girls. Are you?
I think the words like I don't want to date anybody else. I don't want to date anybody else either. I guess we're exclusive.
Very
cool. Okay, you know? There we go. Yeah, so that would be the really yep. The
yeah, I just wonder how it worked out.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah. I think that's how. I mean, that's how it happened, and I was very comfortable with that. And yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
If you can see her, she's smiling ear to ear. It sort of makes me sick.
She's all about it. Oh, she's all about it.
Yeah. Yep.
When are you guys going to have kids?
All right. Look, we had this conversation, Richie. Out of your mind.
Yeah. No, you don't want to go rush to that again?
Oh, my gosh.
Get married and have another kid.
Like I said, I don't remember my
20s.
Yeah. that was before.
How old's your youngest?
She's almost 8. I'm going to be baptized.
And his youngest is?
Is 17.
17. So you guys could, legitimately have a life if you didn't have more kids. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's a nice sound.
Yeah. It's all right. Don't worry about
that's
it.
Great.
People can't hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really, really quiet. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we don't need to rush it. We don't need to rush things.
Nope.
All right, Provo Temple. Let's get there because people are going, what are we talking about right now? Provo Temple went through Tabernacle.
Yes, we did.
De Azevedo's fiery mistake. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yeah.
Very much yes. So. I audibly said as I drove out from the parking garage underneath, I was like, that was awesome.
So a lot of what they've done in transferring, you know, this from the temple or the tabernacle to the temple is kind of they've tried to maintain the integrity of as much of the tabernacle as they could. Mm-hmm. And if you watched over the past few years, you have seen how they put the building on stilts. I mean, it just
If you haven't taken the time to watch the time lapse of the temple, it's way cool.
It's incredible. I mean, it's like magic. It's one of these things, like, we all just kind of watch it as happen, like, oh, wow, look at that. There's a big pit under the temple. And now I think, you know, like, future generations will be like, no, you didn't. And we'll be like, no, look at the video. They did. That's how they did it. It just stayed there.
It's like an engineering miracle.
Oh, it was amazing. So,
well, according to Kyle, but sure.
I mean, it's beautiful.
A couple things to note if you've gone through. If you've already gone through, then you probably noticed these things. But if you haven't yet gone through, things to note, the hardware, you pointed this out right as we first started. The hinges, the metal
super
on the
cool.
The hardware on the doors, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Very cool. Even the old, we called it the saloon-style temple font, but all that. The thing that I thought was interesting...
For the exit signs. That's where the exit there would signs. Be font.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like...
Not the baptismal font. The old time saloon. Baptismal font.
Although you pointed out while we're there that the... I think it's typically the case, aren't they?
I don't know.
The what?
Typically the 12 oxen that hold up the... The baptismal font for the baptisms for the dead are usually lighter colored, and the ones here in the Provo Temple are dark.
Very dark, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I know what the material is.
And I think Salt Lake Temple, I want to say they're black.
Are they?
At the Salt Lake Temple.
I haven't seen Salt Lakes myself.
I know your Ochre Mountain, they're really light. Mm-hmm. Your Draper Temple, they're really light.
Tippinogis, San Diego.
Kind of go with, like, the theme? I mean, because there's dark wood used.
It probably is just
sort of
thematic of what it is. But it is interesting to note as far as that goes. And then the other thing that I noticed is because it is literally housed within the walls of what used to be the tabernacle, there is on the third floor the smallest ceiling room ever.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of them.
I love it.
It's like, hey, you and you and you.
No.
And I don't know why he's telling me now because almost everyone's doing it.
Let's take a second. Mm-hmm. So it's like six seats, right?
Yeah.
Did I count it right? There's three?
For eight or something.
But really there's not...
Like three on each side?
Yeah, there's three on each side, and then there were three in the middle for, like, the sealer and the witnesses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's two witnesses and the sealer.
Right.
And then three on each side.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so small that the altar is square.
Yeah.
It's not rectangular. It's so short that the altar is square.
There are... What are they called? Not spires, but...
Spindles?
Turrets?
Turrets? Oh,
are
yes,
turrets
the turret
the temple,
turrets
right?
That you've so got the staircases
else,
in.
Yeah. Does anyone else feel like there's hidden rooms at temples?
Oh, heck yes.
Where you
yes.
just want to get into and be able to see it?
There must be.
Like at the top of the turret, you know, you get to the third level, but then there's still that space. You know there's got to be something up there. Even if it's just storage, I'd love to be like...
There's storage in the top of the Salt Lake Temple that they've found some awesome things in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, and I know that there's other places in the Salt Lake Temple that only is in the Salt Lake Temple that it's like the Holy of Holies, right?
Right.
In the Salt Lake Temple. Mm-hmm. That's the only temple that has it, obviously, because that's where the prophet would live. But there's that. And then in the Kirtland Temple, there's the bell tower in the Kirtland Temple.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you can't
go up
there.
So where Quasimodo lives?
Yeah.
It's Brother Moto.
Brother Moto. but being able to get up there, like, those are the things that to me where it's like, come on, what do I got to do? Who do I need to know?
What do I got to do?
Mm-hmm. Do I got to talk to somebody? Because I just want to go there. I'm not going to take anything. I just want to see it. I want to check it out.
I'm not going to take anything. And the souvenir I got from the Kirtland Temple.
The paintings were pretty cool, too, both in the celestial room. Or not the celestial
the creation room.
The creation room was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Mount Tipinogos represented. And
yeah, like a whole Utah Valley
scheme. Oh, I didn't
see that. Scheme.
Cool. Yep. I missed it.
What was I going to ask you about?
About the small temple rooms? The small sealing rooms?
Yeah, because it's basically, that's just going to be when people are getting sealed for other people. I can't imagine that people are going to have weddings.
Elope
and
elope to the temple? I don't see why not.
Are you making plans for that? Is that what the deal is?
Business?
Maybe. No, but seriously, are you making plans? Because I need to be there, so I need to know if you have plans. You got to give me at least 24 hours a heads up.
I'll tell you.
But lots of stairs, too, was the other thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot of walking. So if stairs aren't your thing, your jam. Yeah. Is there an elevator?
There are two elevators.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have pointed them out. But yes, there are two elevators.
Is that how it was in the original tabernacle?
No, they just built these, like, open shafts, and they were like, I don't know where, why we have
open space.
And then elevators were invented, and then...
And then it made sense.
Yeah.
And then the word of wisdom.
And then the word of wisdom.
So go check it out. We'll share those pictures on the Cultural Hall Instagram. You can follow us at the Cultural Hall. We did a family photo. That was maybe my favorite.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Connor and I literally got on our knees to be the children.
Well, you said...
Yeah, you said you're the kids.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be the kids, you have to be smaller and have to be in front.
That's perfect.
We're adorable.
Yeah. We are adorable.
That guy.
I know.
Let's get him on some more.
Funny.
We look like we could be siblings, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't look like you could be my children.
No, that's...
I mean,
that's,
right?
Yeah, but well, I would never marry you because you'd have kids beforehand.
Right?
Right?
And I'm ruined forever.
Ruined forever. Stop it. Quickly, let's go around. Connor, what was your favorite part of the temple?
Oh, my favorite part. The murals were really cool. And I think maybe because the Iowa Falls Temple, where I went through for the first time, has murals as well.
Oh, okay.
All those, like, there's murals in the celestial room there with, like, people, which is kind of weird.
In the celestial room?
Yeah.
Which people?
Just whatsoever.
Celestial people.
There's actually this really, like, angry-looking old woman in, like, the corner.
Let's name her.
Agatha?
Sure. Ingrid? Agatha. Yes.
I like Agatha. Wait, really?
There's also like cowboys in the like terrestrial room and like tumbleweeds.
Well, terrestrial, sure.
Right, yeah.
Well, you know.
But
tobacco.
There are no cowboys in the Temple Knuckle, so... But
I hope Falls has the Marlboro Man.
I did.
Where did you go?
Lithuania.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's not at all like Cleveland. How was that?
Part of the Baltic Mission?
It was wonderful, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So part of the Baltic Mission.
Is that where Bumfire went?
No. Firebum went nuts. I can't even say. That's so sad. He went to Argentina.
Okay.
So Baltic Mission is Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Belarus. Belarus was added right as I left.
Okay.
Is it pretty cool?
Yes.
Have you been back?
I have. I went back this summer for a couple days because I was in England, and it's much cheaper.
So what is it like?
Cold and
snowy
most of the time. The summer is really hot, actually. So
humid?
It's
terrain-wise, what is it?
Pretty flat, kind of rolling hills, sort of trees, lots of green.
Lots of sheep. I'm seeing sheep in my head. Are there sheep?
There.
No sheep. Okay.
No sheep.
What about church-wise?
small, really? Very small. So there's, it's a district. There's five branches in four cities. There's like 1,000 members of record, but only like 200 that go to church. Mm-hmm. And so in one of the branches, there's missionaries in the branch presidency.
Yeah. He served in Armenia, and it was like that for him.
Jeez. Yeah.
Cool. Were you ever a branch president?
I was not, thankfully.
dodged it.
I did not have that responsibility. There was one of the branch presidents was about like our age. He served a mission in Milwaukee. So he spoke this like ridiculous Eastern European black ghetto accented English. And so whenever he walked into the chapel when he'd be there like before church, he was like, "Sup, crackers."
Oh my gosh.
We were just like, dude, like you.
That is hysterical.
This is my favorite episode.
So it was great.
So that's his favorite part of the temple.
Okay, Jenny, what was your favorite part of the temple?
Amazing. Hardware on the doors. Shout out to whoever did that.
Seriously.
And it's local guy, right?
We found out. Yeah, he lives up in Salt Lake, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah, it's really, I mean, it's just a small detail, right? But I also like the carpet
in the
big slush room. It's like raised, I don't know.
It's like
embossed, textured,
incredibly textured.
Wallpaper, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I thought that was interesting to see.
I really like, because I've had opportunity also to volunteer as an usher a few times since
you
this
got
is my.
Uh huh. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And one of the days that I ushered, I got to stand right outside of the celestial room. It's really cool when you're on that level to like look down over the railing staircase.
Because you can see like 2 or 3 levels below you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Yeah. So, which reminds me, if you haven't seen it on our Facebook wall, to go to the post that I wrote about how to tour the Provo City Center Temple.
Right. Favorite part to me.
There are some architectural details in like it was Pioneer Gothic. Mm-hmm. Someone let us know that the style is Pioneer Gothic. So there's all these really neat arches, and there's the little arches in the. Why am I losing the word? The altars. I'm sorry. There's little arches in the altars, and they have this beautiful gold beading that's like up and down at like edging these arches. And then I also loved on the chairs, they've got like some really intricate woodwork of like little spindles on the top. It was just, excuse me, it was just beautiful.
I'll go quick and our food is here. My thing was, and I want to research more about it, until the very end, that stained glass that you said that the church bought from somewhere else.
Yeah, back in New York. I don't remember if it was like an Episcopalian church or something, but yeah, that went out of business and just sold all their stuff.
Yeah, I want to track down the story of that stained glass, but that'd be cool to find out where that is.
They got it on clearance.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's weird to say it like that, right? Like, oh, the church went out of business, but, you know, they had assets and they sold them off. So.
So coming back in the second half, we'll do actual articles of news.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. Windows 10 is out. You might even see a notification on your computer to get a free upgrade. Hold on a second. Remember when millions of people upgraded from older versions of Windows and had massive pain losing precious data or simply weren't able to run the current versions of software they already own? Don't risk it. If you've installed the upgrade already or simply need help, be safe and bring your desktop or a laptop PC, no matter what brand it is, into any PC Laptops location for a 100% free evaluation, so you have nothing to lose. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. Please visit us at any one of our 8 locations right now, or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, we really love you.
Pinned you again. Are you tired of pinning the same old boring things on Pinterest? Come check out the Cultural Hall. We post about the latest podcasts, funny memes, stories, recipes, and more. Start following the Cultural Hall on Pinterest today and get your pin on.
Hey guys, it's Lindsay. I'm one of the co-hosts here on The Cultural Hall. I wanted to tell you about a very cool social media page called The Cultural Hall Facebook page. Have you guys heard of it? So you go to facebook.com/The Cultural Hall or just search for The Cultural Hall on Facebook. You will find us, and we always have the funniest memes, and they get so many likes and comments and shares. So if you want to know what's funny in the Mormon culture, you got to go to our Facebook page. If you want links to the Mormon News Report, that is there as well. Every time we do the latest articles and news or have the latest episode, that goes up on our Facebook page. So if you want to be in the know with things in the Mormon world, you got to go to facebook.com/The Cultural Hall and like us on Facebook.
Hey, it's me, Richie T, and I'm very excited to announce, not really a contest, but I guess that's what it is, that we're doing with CustomLDSScriptures.com. You can check it out right now. We've told you about them before, but what we're doing is we're asking for your stories. Stories of a missionary that has had an impact on your life, a bishop, maybe it's your spouse. Anyway, stories about an individual who has helped you out in your journey, in your path. In your conversion, whatever it could be, and we want you to send those to contact@theculturalhall.com. Here's why. What we're going to do is we're going to gather stories for the whole month of February, and at the end of the month, all of us here on the panel, we're going to read through all the stories, and we're going to pick our favorite or the one that we like the most or the one that touches us most. It'll be democratic. I don't know how we're going to pick it, but at the end of the month, we'll pick it, and then we will award that person a set of scriptures to give to that friend or that bishop or that neighbor or that missionary or whatever it is. So send us your stories. Try not to make them really verbose, but, you know, get the point across. Send them to contact@theculturalhall.com. And a huge thanks to Custom LDS Scriptures for doing this with us. A great partner. If you're looking for a new set of scriptures or you want to be unique, want to have that special set of scriptures for a baptism or a missionary, or any of that kind of stuff, check out CustomLDSScriptures.com. Send us your stories. It's time for what would have been the second half of Articles of News, but we've taken so much time doing the first half of Articles of News. This is what we'll do. You'll get a bonus episode because of this whole thing. We got to know Connor. We got to talk about the temple and all the other stuff that we talked about, and we got to enjoy delicious food. So, sorry, but we do want to talk about one item of breaking news. Mm-hmm. So that we can be the first one to share it.
Yes.
And then we'll wrap this episode up, and we'll do a later in the week episode of Articles of News. So go ahead, Jenny. You got the breaking news.
Thank you. From Mormon.org. Join the world's largest virtual hallelujah choir. Calling all singers and choirs worldwide, now you can virtually join the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for an amazing rendition of Handel's Hallelujah Chorus.
Okay, so how does this work?
So have you ever done a virtual choir before?
No.
Okay, so what you do is everyone sings their part, makes a recording of it, and then it's put together.
Shut up!
Yes, it's awesome.
See, so what I thought this was when you were telling me about this is I thought it was like you put your phone in a cardboard box and then you could pretend like you're singing as part of the choir. You know those?
Yeah, well, that's what we all do anyway.
No, but you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where, what is it called? Help me out here. Connor knows what I'm
cardboard
talking about.
Cardboard box.
Where you put your phone
like,
at the edge of the cardboard box and you hold
Google
it up to your face.
Google Cardboard and a couple other things, yeah.
It's like you were part of the choir. That's what I thought you were saying. So, like, you would have the perspective as if you were
like you're pretending like it's a game.
No, like a virtual reality. Like, I was a choir member, so, like, I were looking around, it'd be like I was looking from the perspective of a choir member.
Nope, this is going to be a performance.
Okay.
And you get to sing, your own.
So what happens if I sing it terrible?
Well, you'll probably just think that you're in it.
And they won't put you in it?
I don't know. I'm not editing it. It's what you do is you upload a video of yourself to YouTube.
Okay.
Deadline for submissions is Friday, February 26th. Step one, choose your voice part.
Okay.
Soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Tenor.
Awesome.
Okay.
Download the sheet music for your part and watch the specific video on the website, which we'll have a link to this on theculturalhall.com.
On this episode.
Mm-hmm. When you're ready, record a video of yourself. Oh, that's a nice noise.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
People can't hear it.
No, people can't hear it. Don't worry about it.
It's great. Really quiet.
So record a video of yourself.
Record a video of yourself singing your part. Your part.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hashtag hallelujah for this project.
For the Lord.
And then what you do is you fill out a form just to give permission.
Permission so they can use your image or your sound.
Yep. And so, and there are these nice videos where I think Brother Ryan Murphy
saying, here's how
Brian
you sing.
Murphy, the guy Brian who did Glee?
Yeah, brother Mr. Shu.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now that's...
He's great.
Different Ryan Murphy, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But, yeah, so... Yeah, and you get to sing with the choir for Easter. Isn't that awesome?
You know what's even cooler than that? You know who's conducting?
Who's conducting?
Nora.
Nora Ephron?
Nope, Nora from Nora's Christmas Gift. Do you remember that part from that Christmas movie, the church Christmas movie? The woman who... Really? Is this falling on deaf ears to everyone?
No,
yeah.
Crickets, dude. What?
Nora's Christmas Gift. She loses her sight.
Oh, this is one of Christmas movies that I haven't seen that you guys talked about. Okay, I haven't seen it.
You got to see it. Okay. Because at one point she gets up and leads the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Awesome.
In the film.
Like Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, like Jimmy Stewart.
Good.
Exactly.
Good, I like that. I'll take your word for it.
It's not Nora. It's Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. That's really funny.
I get confused. All right, so let's wrap it up. Let's be done. We'll get articles of news later in the week with actual articles of news. In the meantime, we hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body.
We hope that if you've been sick or afflicted, that you'll become well and can join us next time.
And that you will have the spirit in every fiber of your being.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We're good.
Thanks for the moisture.
In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row.
Of the cultural hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat.